Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is Volume 2025, a very special Country Roads Music Festival edition. Our air date is Sunday, June 22nd. I'm your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented...
Quarter P.
There she is. We've got a couple of really special guests with us today. Chad Flores is driving and on the air with us. Chad, welcome.
Passenger.
Oh, he's the passenger. Okay, we feel much better about the safety factor now. And Darcy Keys is joining us well. Darcy is the promoter, the one behind all of this with the Country Roads Music Festival. Darcy, thank you for joining us today.
Hi, guys.
So, Chad, we'll get started. You have a great distinction in this year's Country Roads Music Festival. This is the inaugural edition of it. You are going to be the very first up on the main stage. How cool is that?
I think it's awesome. We specifically requested that, so I think it's going to be great. And we're going to set the pace for the whole weekend.
We're looking forward to that. And I think what's even better is when this festival becomes world famous, you're going to be the answer to a trivia question. Who was the very first performer at Country Roads Music Festival?
Yes, this guy.
And we'll be the ones to win.
Yes, absolutely. We'll know. We've got that answer down to a science. So, Chad, you hail out of Muskegon, Michigan. You've been playing all over the place. Tell us a little bit about your background and what got you into music.
So I started playing in middle school. In sixth grade, I did a talent show. We took first place. And then I was in a band called the Baboons. It was a two-piece band. And we did Sweet Home Alabama. And it was kind of funny because none of the kids in my school even knew what that song was. and then by eighth grade, I got my first paid gig. And by ninth grade, I was playing 40 weekends a year doing bars. So really cool parents. I'm blessed with cool parents. And I played for, I would say, about 7 years straight, starting in ninth grade, playing 40 weekends a year. So I never went to a
All prom right.
or a dance, nothing like that.
Well, when you're serious about the music career, those are the kind of sacrifices that I'm sure you have to make.
Yep. Like my dad says, I'll never make it in the NFL. I'm a pretty big guy. He told my coach I wouldn't make it in the NFL, but I have a chance at this music thing. So.
Hey, I like that. We'll be careful around you. Hey, Chad, how fired up are you to be playing at this music festival?
Oh, I'm so stoked, and I'm like honored to represent West Michigan. I don't know how many people from my side of the state are even going to be on the festival, but I do know that I'm trying to get as many people from my side of the state, you know, to go as possible. And I'm getting messages left and right for people that are interested in buying tickets and camping sites and whatnot. So I'm pretty stoked, and I feel like I'm holding the torch for my area, and I think it's awesome.
Well, and one of the cool things, and I got to give Darcy credit for this, she's not only are you going to be playing the main stage and kind of getting everything kicked off, but Darcy has an acoustic stage out there, and I see you're scheduled to be out on that as well. Fans will get a chance to really interact and get a much more up-close and personal opportunity to experience your music with that as well. How do you feel about that?
It's awesome, man. Whenever I do like acoustic shows, I always feel like it's a little more storytelling. And it's a little more obviously intimate. My band, we put on a high energy show. And so I feel like it's my chance to shine as far as a songwriter, because my passion first is songwriting. And that's why I love doing like acoustic shows. I think it really gives me a chance to tell my story of why I wrote the songs I wrote. And I wrote every single one of my songs that I play. So.
Well, and the song that we've got queued up right now, I've listened to this a number of times, and this is a very powerful song that you put together. Put My Hands on You. Tell us a little bit about the backstory on this song.
Well, with permission from my wife, I wrote the song about my wife. She had a really, really just a really bad upbringing, and she had a bad, it was an abusive relationship before me. And so she told me I could tell that story. And so she now she's, you know, just an amazing story of redemption. And so I wrote the song for her. One night we were sitting down, we were drinking wine, and I don't know what it is about wine, but whenever I drink wine, it makes me want to write a song. So we're drinking wine.
The story and out.
And then next thing you know, I was laying on the couch and I jumped up and grabbed my guitar and I was like, hey, I just got this idea about your story. And yeah, that's how it came to be.
Well, we're very glad you did. This is a very powerful song. Let's give this a listen. It's Chad Flores, Put My Hands on You.
It's easy to read between the lines, but you're right here and I'm right here, and I know you're paralyzed in fear. Baby, it takes some time, but I'll help you change your mind. And I know from the past are gonna shine, but I'm right here and you're right here, and I know you're paralyzed in fear. Baby, it takes some time, but I'll help you change your mind. And I know
that is just Thank such you. A powerful song, wow. Chad. Such a powerful song.
Thank
that's
you so
that's really, oh, that's phenomenal. That's phenomenal.
So that's my question. What kind of wine was it?
I think it was white Zinfandel.
And what does she think about the song now? I mean, when you first played it for her and said, this is about you, this is what you've been through, what did she say?
She said it resonates. It brings her. Sometimes it brings her back to a bad place, and sometimes, you know, but she was like, you got to record that one. You got to go down to Nashville and record that one. She was like, that's a hit. And now she's all like bragged to her friends and everything. She's like, the song actually did it. The song actually hit number one on 96.7 The Bull in Cadillac. And so, like, the song hit number one. I have no idea how or why, But obviously it resonates with a lot of people. And now my wife goes around and brags to everybody. She's like, one song.
Well, deservedly so. And we're very much looking forward to hearing that as you open up the Country Roads Music Festival. Chad will be out there at about noon on Friday, July 18th. The Country Roads Music Festival is July 18, 19, and 20. It's at the Groves in Brooklyn, Michigan. And Darcy Keys is joining us as well. Darcy is the person responsible for all of this. And we are very happy that she has been putting this all together, putting the blood, sweat, and tears into all of this. Darcy, welcome. And where do we stand? How are things going right now?
Oh, great. We're really excited. People are super excited about the festival, about seeing all of these bands and, you know, just, I think, coming to a property. So I came out here today and I'm not seeing where I can flip this around. So I'll just turn it this way. But this is where we got the name Country Roads, because our campground is just full of these beautiful tree-lined roads. And this one down this way, we're looking at, sorry, got to figure out which way to turn this. The main electric campground is right down there, just a few minute walk to out here. And this is the festival area. So I thought that I would walk you guys out here real quickly. But you can see, you know, lots of trees around, some elevation changes. It's just a beautiful piece of property. So I think that's another thing, like people that come are going to feel like they're at a festival, but also that they're just genuinely camping somewhere.
And what a unique situation that's going to be. And what, Darcy, you've been doing as you're making your way out there to the entrance is really putting together what's going to be a true festival. There's something for everybody that wants to come to this.
Yeah. Yep. And definitely going to be, you know, a relaxed vibe with moments of intensity with the bands and that type of stuff, but just basically a really great weekend to spend time with your friends and family. Can you guys see the speedway in that?
You can. Just off to the right there in the distance, for those that are watching us on YouTube, just beyond those trees that you see there on the horizon is the Michigan International Speedway. And if you can see just a little bit to the right of that picture frame, there is the water tower, which is where the main stage for the Country Roads Music Festival will be located.
Yeah, so this area out here is the North Country rustic camping. So people that camp out here are literally that short of a walk to the stages and all the area. And even people, you know, back in the main campground aren't far away.
Yeah, regardless of where you are, it's just a few minute walk to get to the stage.
Yep.
Yep. Terrific.
And there's some trails in the woods if people want to take a quick break and get out of the sun, or, you know, they can go walk along the trails and just have a few moments in nature.
Well, and you mentioned something to us today as we first were getting ready for the interview. You have been contacted by the gentleman who runs the World Series of Cornhole, and we're going to have a pretty major cornhole tournament here.
Yeah, so it won't officially be one of the World Series. We're looking at hopefully getting that up and totally going for next year. We had an hour and a half long conversation about how to integrate that into this property and specifically this festival. But for this year, they're definitely going to be sponsoring that, providing us with a lot of really cool cornhole boards and some of the winner of the amateur competition, which is going to go across a few days. You don't have to do it all, but the final winner of that is going to win a commemorative Country Roads Music Festival designed cornhole board. So,
all right,
it's going to be pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, I know I have lost Quarter Peep for a major part of the time. She's going to be out there. Look out, folks. My money's on her. But again, this is just another example, Darcy, of the number of things that are going to be there to do. It's not just the music. While the music is center stage, the music is what this is all around. You can come out here and have a little mini vacation.
Yeah, not everybody can sit and listen to music for 10 hours straight. Mm-hmm. So, but the cornhole area is going to be right near the stages, so you'll still be able to play cornhole and enjoy the music at the same time. And there will also be some boards that are just for people that want to go play and have fun and don't want to be part of a tournament. So
fantastic. We've got a lot of good things to look forward to. CountryRoadsMusicFestival.com is where you get all the information. You can buy your tickets there. You can reserve your campsite. Friday night, Restless Road is your keynote. Saturday, it's Colt Ford, and Sunday, Drew Baldridge. But kicking it all off, the man that we've got with us tonight, Chad Flores. We're so pumped. Looking forward to hearing Put My Hands on You. Looking forward to your high-energy show. And then looking forward to talking with you back there on the acoustic stage as well.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Going to be fun.
We're going to have a great time. CountryRoadsMusicFestival.com. Get your tickets today. Get those campsites reserved. We're looking forward to seeing everybody out there. Thank you so much, Chad, for joining us.
Yes, thank you all.
Darcy, thank you.
Yep. Bye, everyone.
All righty. Hey, everybody. Be good.